Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you've struggled with weight loss throughout your life, you'll be very interested to hear what my next guest has to say. Dr. John Keneally is a bariatric surgeon in the Mater Hospital and the Mater Private, and he believes that evolution could be partially to blame for Ireland's growing obesity rate. He's one of only a handful of surgeons carrying out gastric sleeve operations in Ireland, and he says that as a country, we need to get over our snobbery about weight loss surgery. Dr. John Keneally, thank you for joining us today, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
We are hearing more and more, aren't we, about gastric sleeves and the gastric bypass lately. Why do you think there has been such an increase in interest and demand for this type of surgery?
Well, a couple of things, really. I suppose the pandemic of the last couple of years threw obesity and its complications into a pretty stark relief when you consider that up until the end of last year, a third of the global mortality rate, the only associated condition patients who succumbed to COVID from had, was obesity. So that garnered a lot of coverage. And the other reason it's become, I suppose, much more prevalent, or we're hearing more about it now in Ireland, is that we're just catching up with the international trends. Metabolic surgery, as it's more appropriately called nowadays, has been around for more than 50 years, but we're at least 30 years behind the global trends in Ireland. And so bit by bit, we're catching up and realizing that there's an enormous amount of benefit in the management of obesity to be garnered from surgery. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I suppose the thing that's put it into the news the most has been the amount of medical tourism in the obesity surgery space, which we've had to deal with.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in detail in a while, but I'm just interested in your own case, because you came back to Ireland from Canada around 2015, isn't that right?
That's right. I, as a trainee coming through Ireland, so I graduated from college in 2000, and I always had an interest in obesity as a disease entity coming through my training. My particular subspecialist interest as a consultant would be in complex liver, pancreas and transplantation surgery. But because I wanted to be able to perform a lot of that type of surgery with minimally invasive techniques, I undertook to learn bariatric surgery as well as part of my training. And so when I came back from Canada in 2015, I kind of had a dual skill set, mm-hmm. where I was trained as a laparoscopic bariatric surgeon and also in liver and pancreas surgery.
But there was a huge difference between the amount of bariatric surgery that was happening here and where you had come from in Canada.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we in many respects, we're not even scratching the surface with what we do. My mentors and trainers in Canada couldn't believe the fact that at the time that I started in training over there in 2011, there was only one publicly funded service in Ireland, which remains the case. There was one surgeon who had a part-time interest in it, principally because his medical colleague, Professor Donal O'Shea, had convinced him to take on the surgery. We are doing pitifully small numbers by comparison with the rest of the world.
But you know, in Ireland, we always said, certainly when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, well, we might have a few extra pounds, but we're not as bad as the North Americans. Now, that's not the case now. And are you saying we need to get over that? We need to get a grip on that fact that 60% of us are obese?
Absolutely. We are the second worst affected country in Europe now that our neighbours in the UK are no longer counted in the European numbers. And when it comes to obesity, we may not have as many at the top end of the scale like you see on the My 600 Pound Life TV shows, but we have an enormously overweight population, and we have a massively underdeveloped approach to the management of obesity as a disease, which we really need to do something about, because it's costing us literally billions a year.
And talk to me a little bit about why you believe there's a snobbery attached to the type of surgery that you do.
Well, the assumption is that it's in some way cosmetic, that weight loss surgery is just kind of a cop-out for people who just couldn't be bothered to control their diets and maybe get out and exercise, which speaks to a spectacular lack of understanding about how obesity works. Obesity is a chronic, lifelong, relapsing, remitting illness. There's very clear evidence to back that up now. And in jurisdictions where obesity is managed as a chronic, relapsing, remitting, lifelong illness, it is managed exceptionally well. Surgery plays a part in that. It isn't the mainstay by any means. But the fact is that in Ireland, we don't understand, or at least we're unwilling to accept, that obesity is a disease. And so we don't treat it.
But surely we have to begin by controlling it at the beginning. You know, the two-year-old child turning up for a checkup and they're overweight or obese, that's where the problem begins.
For sure. We have, like the rest of the so-called Western or developed world, we have an emerging healthcare tidal wave, if you like, in terms of childhood and adolescent obesity, which reflects environmental and socioeconomic issues from the time of birth, principally. But when you look across socioeconomic groupings, it's not just specific socioeconomic groups where it's a problem in childhood. It's affecting our population across the board. And it's a function of a variety of things. Obesity is a manifestation of what we are physiologically in our modern environment, with manifestations in terms of some behavioural elements, but very profound biochemical and evolutionary biological elements that drive the disease.
Okay, so are we at an evolutionary inflection point then?
Well, if you look across the world, two-thirds of the adult population is overweight or obese. So as a species now, in the last 150 years, we have become very much bigger. And that's a function of the fact that we are no longer as physically active as we used to be. I mean, we don't have to outrun predators, hunt down prey, and migrate over long distances. We live in an environment where machines do lots of work for us and have sedentary lifestyles in many ways. And we're surrounded by food supply almost in most portions of the world that is no longer as insecure and unsafe as it was going back a couple of hundred years. So we have a constant food supply. We don't work as much. And the food that we eat is very different to what we used to eat. It's frequently either full of highly processed ingredients, which our bodies don't deal with terribly well, or has been nutrient-enriched, particularly carbohydrate-enriched. And carbohydrates our bodies love because they're very energy efficient. You get lots of energy benefit from very little effort involved in eating and digesting carbohydrates. But the problem is that we develop profound abnormalities of our energy maintenance systems within our bodies and our energy storage systems. And as a result, we end up storing huge quantities of energy in the forms of fat, which in certain elements of the human population worldwide will be fine, will be tolerated well, but for huge proportions of it, it won't be. So over time, we're going to find that we either change the way we eat, drink, live, and behave, or the type of human that is going to survive into the future is going to be metabolically the type of human that tolerates carrying much more fat.
And as you say, there are people who tolerate carrying much more fat, but there are plenty who end up at your door who don't. So just to bring this back to very simplistic measures, which we've heard about all of our lives, eat less, move more. Are you saying that when you reach the point when you're obese or morbidly obese, that advice just isn't going to cut it?
It'll rank up there in years to come. We'll look at eat less, do more as some of the worst public health advice that's ever been given, because quite simply it doesn't work. And all you have to do is ask anybody who's attempted a diet whether or not that works. Obesity is a fairly insidious condition, and one of the nastiest elements of it is that your body has a set point when it comes to weight, which as you gain weight resets upwards. So let's say you weigh 120 kilos and ideally you should be around 90 kilos. Every effort you make to get below 120 kilos, your body is going to mitigate because your body will want to stay at 120 kilos. You just ask anybody who's dieted, no matter what they've done, they do everything they can. And when they stop, because most of those lifestyle modifications aren't terribly sensible or at least realistic in terms of maintaining them long term, when they stop those efforts, their body gets back to where its set point has been. Take a sample of 100 people, for example, and you know a rough example of 100 people who attempt by lifestyle and dietary modifications alone to get back to a healthier weight. Maybe 3 or 5 in 100 will manage it. The rest can't. And that's not because they're lazy or weak-willed. It's because the biology of their disease subvents every effort they've made. So until we start accepting that, we keep sending people down this rabbit hole of eat less, do more, which is doomed to failure.
So the only answer then is to reduce the size of your stomach?
No. Surgery is one of a variety of different angles from which you can attack the disease. If you consider any other chronic relapsing remitting illnesses, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, COPD, any of these things, there isn't just one option in terms of treatment. There's usually a graduated approach. Their prevention, as anyone will tell you in public health, is better than curing. So, you know, as Professor O'Shea has been stating in the media for a couple of decades now, we need a well-articulated, you know, holistic approach to the management of obesity at a population level in Ireland, part of which should involve adequate surgical services, because until we have adequate surgical services, we will have patients continuing to travel overseas, and when they do, many of them will be at the mercy of poor quality, fairly mercenary services. So surgery helps for sure, but it's not a magic bullet in its own right. There's lots more that needs to be challenged to manage a disease that has psychological, behavioural, biochemical, biological elements to it.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about people who are travelling overseas. And we're hearing more and more about this now, people travelling to clinics abroad to have gastric bands or gastric sleeves done. Tell us about the impact that has on services here.
Sure. So the first thing to say is that because our public services are essentially are so inadequate, patients are desperate and they have no choice but to travel. And when people are desperate, they are at the mercy of mercenary services. What we are seeing since the end of lockdown in 2020 has been an explosion in the amount of medical tourism for metabolic surgery. And as a result, depending on where people have been going, we've been seeing a dramatic increase in the rate of complications arising out of the surgery. We don't know how many people are travelling for the surgery, and I'm sure lots of people are doing really, really well and have done fine after their surgery. Those who have done well, you'd be concerned about, because they definitely haven't had the kind of preparation that is required in a proper multidisciplinary setting, and they're definitely not getting the kind of follow-up that they require. And remember, it's a lifelong disease. There will be relapses in the future, so if you're not getting any support long-term, you'd be concerned about the likely success long-term of the surgery. The people we're seeing coming back with complications, the number that we're seeing far outstrip what one could consider to be an acceptable rate of complications, we think, but we don't know, because we don't know how many people are going. But my colleagues in upper GI surgery and the handful of us, about six of us in the country who have expertise in bariatric surgery, have seen an explosion in complications arising out of sleeve and bypass surgery overseas. What impact it's having on public services is that the management of these patients who have developed complications from surgery overseas is costing us more to look after in the public hospitals in Ireland than we are spending on public sector metabolic surgery in Ireland in the first place, which is an utterly ludicrous scenario.
And I'm sure you would say that if there was greater provision of these types of surgeries here, we'd be seeing less people coming back from overseas with these complications.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's important to say, you know, this is technically complex surgery in patients with complex constellation of medical issues, and complications will occur. But it's the severity of the complications, the frequency with which they occur in a given institution, and how well they are managed by those institutions that is the proper metric of safety and quality in a healthcare service. And we can say with hand on heart, while we have profound capacity issues in Ireland, that the service when it's provided here, services in general, particularly surgical services, are exceptionally high standard amongst the attaining some of the highest standards in the world. So if we did it properly here, in greater numbers, far few people would find themselves in the situation where they're having to travel for cut-price surgery overseas.
Are you also concerned that people may be travelling who don't really need this type of surgery, that if they were being assessed in Ireland, they just wouldn't meet the criteria?
Absolutely. We see patients regularly whose BMI levels don't reach the category or don't reach the cut-offs by virtue of the international criteria. But because it's a paid-for service, the services providing it, or at least the institutions providing it, can just say, sure, yeah, come on over, pay us the whatever, a few thousand euro, and we'll do the surgery for you if you want it. They're not preparing the patients properly. They are absolutely for sure not following them up properly. And we all of us in this area, field of practice in Ireland, have profound concerns about the quality from certain parts of the world.
Okay, I know that the surgery you perform is less invasive than other surgeries, and you specialise in this area. But that's not to say that bariatric surgery isn't a life-changing surgery to go through. You've got to change how you eat. You've got to change how you socialise. Your life has changed forever after you have this.
It is, but when it's done right, it's changed for the better. We patients who come to us have been struggling with their weight oftentimes for decades. and there's a huge amount of personal negativity that comes along with it, and social negativity. People are told in Ireland directly or indirectly that they're essentially bad, lazy people for having obesity. It's not fair. We don't tell any other disease group, our patients with a disease in any other disease group, that they're bad people, but we do to those with obesity. And once you help them to understand how their disease process works, once you help them to identify what the red flags are, the things they need to avoid into the future, what the triggers are for them, particularly when there are psychological elements that are prevalent for them. And when you get them to a healthier weight after surgery and show them then how they can manage their disease going forward so that they stay at a healthy level, can identify when relapses are on the horizon and can mitigate them as a result, it's transformative for people. There, you give them back control over their lives. You give them back control over their health. You reduce their cancer risk to that of the normal population. You reduce their sudden cardiac or neurological catastrophe and death rates to that of essentially the normal population. And you let them move around comfortably again. It's utterly transformative surgery when it's done properly.
John, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Dr. John Keneally there, bariatric surgeon. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.